T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
LeBron James and the NBA, Daryl Morey, and China issue. Something we've talked about, others have talked about often, but LeBron finally appeared and was willing to talk about it. I am on Team LeBron in so many ways, right? As a phenomenal player. I would say not all, but plenty of the criticism directed towards LeBron, I'm on the other side. He has done remarkable work for so many charities, and in particular, his town of Akron with schools. He, I think, comports himself extraordinarily well. We always say, none of us outside of ourselves know what really takes place behind the scenes. But of what I know about LeBron, the way he's handled himself as a person seems like he's close to a 10, outside of trying to copyright Taco Tuesday this year. Sure. But on this one, he is shrinking up like a coward, wrapped up in the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that he's worth, and more importantly, the hundreds and hundreds of million dollars he still wants to make through this small little, tiny little place I like to call China. A reminder, Daryl Morey, the Rockets GM, stand with Hong Kong. The tweet which turned the NBA upside down. How audacious, how galling of Daryl Morey to point out, stand with protesters against the oppressive Chinese government. And because the NBA is in business with China, and that more people in total watch the NBA in China than they do in the States, and because they're expanding, Morey had to backpedal after the owner called him out. Adam Silver had to walk the line. And we've watched how some people have handled this skillfully, artfully, and others struggled. Steve Kerr, a guy I also have immense respect for. I thought he struggled. Greg Popovich, I thought he nailed it. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league, I thought he was better as it went along. But the guy we were waiting for was the voice of the NBA. The brand that makes up the NBA is so tied to LeBron James, and what he said yesterday was feeble. Those details when I come back. When LeBron left the bunker and decided to talk before the preseason game last night, part of what he said regarding Daryl Morey and what took place was, I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke, this is James referring to Morey, when Morey said, stand with Hong Kong, stand with the protesters. So many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Okay, let's point this out, that the Lakers and the Nets were in China. And if a player, Adam, is concerned about how the Chinese government was going to react and if something would happen to them, I get that. That's part of the reason why Daryl Morey said stand with Hong Kong, because of what China does to citizens who have the audacity to speak out and want to live a free life. Adam Silver had said, we'll protect our employees' freedom of speech. And while the league acknowledged the offense the tweet had caused, it stopped short of apologizing to the government. LeBron, back to him. Yes, we do all love freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others, when you're thinking about yourself. For me personally, I've been welcomed with open arms. I've been to China probably over 15 to 20 times. The main reason I always want to go back to China is because of the game of basketball. The game of basketball has brought people together in so many different facets, in so many different countries, people you would never expect. And then this one. When he tried to clear up his comments about an hour after the news conference, when clearly he was getting destroyed on social media by a cross-section of individuals, including many who have supported LeBron when he's spoken out on issues. He writes, "Let me clear up the confusion. I do not believe there was any consideration for the consequences and ramifications of the tweet. I am not discussing the substance. Others can talk about that." What a fraud in this one. And again, I am a Team LeBron guy in so many areas. When Laura Ingraham, as arrogantly as possible, says when LeBron was speaking out, "Shut up and dribble." LeBron used it, marketed it, and profited from it. Our guy Kieran Carter, who we both love, used to get annoyed when athletes would speak out. And I'd be like, "Brendan, the four of us are in here and we're giving our opinions. Why can't pick any athlete? Why can't they speak out?" And Brendan was tired of that. I have no problem. Then it's up to you to decide. Do you want to seek out those opinions? Do you share those opinions? Do you only run to an echo chamber when you want to hear the same opinions? Or do you value the differing views? We need more of valuing differing views. What we try to do here on the show, and what I respect about other people in town in particular, is consistency. Right? Whether it's in politics, in your personal life, whatever. So if LeBron is going to be unafraid, willing to speak out, I think in ways that shows what an intelligent person he is, and I disagree with him. It's not like I'm just a sheep and whatever LeBron says I follow. But now, when it's on an issue, when millions and millions are oppressed and disappear and don't have the same opportunities LeBron did, by the way, to rise up from nothing and work his backside off and become one of the two or three greatest basketball players of all time and also a brilliant entrepreneur, what appears to be a great family man, again, handles it well. People in China don't have those same opportunities, but what's this all about? Dollar bills. He's got a lifetime contract with Nike. Where's Nike making an extraordinary amount of money? Everywhere, including China. Guess what else is coming out? Space Jam 2. Who's the star? LeBron James. Where's that going to make an extraordinary amount of money? China. LeBron is smart enough to walk this line and speak out more forcefully and balance out his business interests as opposed to just turtling up and tweeting out, "I'm not discussing the substance. Others can talk about that." Adam, okay, so he's only going to talk about things that won't hurt his brand? I just about consistency. It's about, are you willing to put it out there? And this one, totally on his own, people close to him just said, "Hey, you might have opinions on this, but you're a, what is LeBron, 35, Amy? You are one of the unique, most unique brands on planet Earth, and China is going to be a part of your life for the next, I hope, 70 years. And so just eat this one. This will move on. Take the criticism." And that's what he's doing, because he's getting destroyed on all throughout the country, all across the way. And in this case, Adam, I think it's richly deserved. What do you guys think?
Well, and I'm trying to think which is more disappointing. If he feels that way, like I should just keep my mouth shut on this and not upset, or if it's people around him who've convinced him of that.
Yeah,
I don't know which is worse. But, yeah, I mean, it's not surprising at all that that we've got a lot of frauds when it comes to who's signing your checks and paying your bills.
Yep.
And the more comfort you have, it's more disappointing. I mean, if it's a guy who's barely getting by, you know, and have towing the company line, that's one thing. But, I mean, LeBron, I find it hard to believe that if LeBron takes a stance on this, that suddenly he's left out in the cold by the either the NBA or Nike or whichever. So this one, I can see other people, you know, making this kind of statement, but this one's a little surprising, more than a little.
I saw a bunch of reaction on Twitter last night, and I thought it was way overblown. There were people trying to equate what LeBron said, I think, with the Laura Ingraham comments. You know, they're saying he's basically telling Daryl Morey to shut up and just GM. And I don't think that's what he was doing at all. I think it was a cheap and ridiculous point to make. Look, I mean, LeBron's making a business decision here, right? He's not obligated to make public statements on injustice all around the world. I mean, would I like to see him comment on it? Sure, maybe. But at the same time, it's not going to influence my opinion one way or the other on what's going on in Hong Kong. It's up to him to make whatever decision he feels is in his best interest. And if he's going to put his brand and his making, you know, in making money, then just own that. I'd have no problem with it. I have no problem with him doing that. You know, that's up to him. He's making a business decision, and he doesn't owe anybody any opinion on anything.
So I'll give a couple examples that are tied to me. When I broadcast the Wolves for 16 years, I also hosted a show on The Fan. I am not going to tell you that I was totally objective on the Timberwolves because I worked there. Not only was I paid, but I grew to like and know so many people, and I wanted that team to win. But I still was very direct in my comments and had numerous run-ins with players, coaches, and GMs. Not the organization. To the Wolves' credit, I never once was told what to say on my talk show. Never once. But so I was conflicted there. When stuff happens on this show, or since I've been here for 10 years, or when stuff happened when I was at The Fan for 20 years, I would talk about that. And some people or smart people would hear me talking about things about the show and say, why are you doing that? And they genuinely feel that way. I don't want to fault them. And I would say, shouldn't we be honest about what's going on here? If I'm going to give my opinion about else other things in life, and then all of a sudden we just punt on it here, am I a fraud? And others would say, listen, you shouldn't do it. And I respect that, and I really wrestle with that. I just think there was a better, significantly better way for LeBron to attempt to walk this difficult line as opposed to the follow-up tweet. I'm not going to discuss the substance. Others can talk about it. I just think that questions his consistency for me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.